What's up, ladies and gents? It's your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Let's talk about this. This is ladies and gents. You know, let me say this. Some of y'all don't need no damn friends. Y'all so used to skeezing and pleasing that y'all don't need no damn friends. A friend came along to give you crayons, you probably break them and throw them in their face. If they came to give you a piece of paper to write on, you probably ball it up and throw it in the trash can. Some of y'all don't need no friends. Some of y'all are not friendly. Y'all did not learn anything in preschool and kindergarten. Y'all need to go back to education class and get y'all life together and learn what friendship is all about. Nowadays, people are cutting people off like trash. You know, it's a deception. I don't understand, like, you meet somebody, you feel their energy, you feel like if they're a good person or a bad person, that makes you decide whether you want to be their friends or not. Let me tell you about a situation that happened to me about a couple days ago. So my neighbor called me and asked me what I was doing over the weekend. I was like, well, really nothing. I don't have anything planned. So she was like, well, would you like to go to, you know, my hometown? I was like, sure. You know, I'm down for the count. I got a backpack. Well, she said, well, we're going there and coming back. I said, cool. So we get down there. By the time we get there, she says, well, my daughter is staying. I'm not gonna, I'm riding back. So, you know, I pay it no mind. You know, I'm trying to get some liquor in my system so I can enjoy myself because it's my day off. Mind your business. So then I go in and we go to the event. And, you know, well, we go get something to eat and then we go to the event. Now, mind you, they got food at the event, but she didn't have clarification what was really going on. Didn't ask nobody, didn't ask a dress attire or none of that. So I felt like, wow, I'm underdressed. Everybody else is dressed up and they Sunday's best. And I'm thinking like, wow, I came in here like I was getting ready to go to a fashion show. But anyways, so she's talking to some of the people that she's known, you know, grew up with and, you know, she went to school with and so forth. So she introduces me and she says, well, this is my neighbor. Since this person didn't want me to ride with them or didn't want us to ride together, I figured that I would have this person come with me and I wouldn't have to ride back by myself. Now, mind you, she didn't ask me that. Y'all, she did not ask me that. And how Jesus tapped me on the shoulder on Sunday and told me thus far. No, he told me on Monday. He didn't tell me on Sunday because, you know, I wasn't even in my right mind because I had been drinking the day before. So, of course, he couldn't put nothing in my spirit because I already had something in my spirit. So I realized as I was telling a friend of mine where I was and what I went to and how excited I was about going and what I did learn while I was there. It, like I said, the Holy Spirit came and tapped me on my shoulder and said, well, you got used. You know, she didn't even take the time out to ask you if you wanted to go and the reason why she wanted you to go with her so she wouldn't have to drive back by herself. See, it's like I said, some of y'all don't need no damn friends. Some of y'all don't have respect for other people because you feel like you need to be respected in order to get respect. But in order to get respect, you need to respect other people. Can I say that again? Okay, preach it to me. But in my mind, I kept thinking like, wow, this person don't even have enough respect for me to say, hey, would you like to ride with me? Because I don't want to ride back by myself. None of that. I had to find out while I was there. And it broke my heart in a sense because this is a neighbor who I've taken down time to help, took her trash out, helped her out. She had surgery, been there for her, prayed for her, and you know, so forth. And I'm not saying she hasn't done the same thing for me, but not in that order. Come on, in that order. But I want to say this. Some of y'all don't need no friends. You don't need no neighbors. If you're an introvert, I suggest that you stay just like that because some of y'all disrespect people in a sense, or y'all spit on them, or y'all take advantage of them, and then you wonder why stuff happening to you. You know what? Go around, come around, but I feel sorry if it come around the wrong way with you because you don't even realize that you don't hold that type of authority over people. You're not the boss of everybody. You can't do what everybody else is doing. My thing is, if you in church, you need to be praying for that. The fact that you know, you do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Let's get into it. But anyways, like I said, some of y'all don't need no friends. You don't need no neighbors. And you just probably need to stay to yourself. Get you a dog or a fish and figure out your life. But anyways, it's your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Y'all stop me because I'm on a roll and I'm not going to stop. Peace out.